We're doing the Chayei Adam, we're up to Klal Bet, Halacha Vav, the laws of Netilat Yadayim. Afal pi dam chiyuv netila ala yadayim bilvad, even though technically all you have to wash are the hands, mikol makom mitzvah sheyuchatz gam panav. But it's still a good thing, a person should also wash his face in the morning. Ki kol po'al Hashem lema'aneu. Everything Hashem created we're supposed to use in the honor of Hashem. V'chevan she'aguf nivra l'avod Hashem, being that the body was created for the service of Hashem, v'ulevush el neshama, and the body is really the encasing, it is the clothing of the neshama, shu ner Hashem nishmat adam, the neshama is the lamp of Hashem, the neshama of the person is really the lamp of Hashem, ne'ra'ui l'chabed alvush. So if this is the encasing, and this is the garment of the neshama, so we should honor this garment. Like the servants of the king who watch their clothing that the king gave them, mikol tinu, from anything that would soil them. So too, a person should wash his face. There should be nothing disgraceful upon his face. And so too, the clothing a person wears, he should wash them. They shouldn't be dirty. And certainly, he shouldn't have anything that's disgusting, any dirt that people look at him and say, ah, look at him, he's dirty. So a person has to be careful. Hillel once said, his students said, I'm going, and they asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to do a mitzvah. He said, what mitzvah? He said, I'm going to take a shower. So they asked him, what's the mitzvah in that? He said, when the king puts up a statue of himself, so you appoint someone to clean off that statue? Well, I was created with Tzelem Elokim. Hashem created me in his fashion. So I'm washing off the representation of Hashem. So that's the mitzvah. So a person in the morning also should try to wash his face so that he's going to daven, he's going to serve Hashem this day. He does it, he ensures that he's in a respectable fashion, also the clothing he wears. Yeah.
He says washing face because people weren't used to shower? Or
right. They didn't have showers.
So today, today was a take a shower during the morning or in the evening?
I don't know, because I don't know if a person has to take that much time each day. Different people sweat differently, and it depends summer or winter. A person isn't supposed to be less clean than society is. But what I've discovered in society is that a lot of people don't shower every day. As people who are in dorms.
Okay, I'm not sweating a lot, but I need to shower almost every day.
I also feel that way, but that could be that's the way we got used to it. The world does not usually shower every day. Most people shower 2 to 3 times a week. That's what I've seen. Maybe every other day. People, maybe in Switzerland it's different.
It's maybe also different if you're married or not.
Okay, I had a chatan who once told me, my wife tells me, don't come to sleep before you shower. In Baya, I think it's a pity that it has to come to that.
Why you say it's a pity?
That it has to come to that. A person should sense on his own. If he needs a shower, he should shower.
Okay.
But they weren't talking about that. They weren't talking about the smell of sweat. They were talking about being clean, the way you look clean. It used to be very acceptable that people smelt the sweat.
Yeah.
It's a new level of cleanliness we're used to. Who had time to go to the bathhouse every day?
Okay.
People went once a week, at best. And in the European countries where it was cold, they didn't even go once a week. They could go a whole winter without going to the shower. That's why the French had perfume, to cover up all the smells. But I'm just saying, it's not...
So it's something good that we're having showers today? Or?
We're on a higher level of cleanliness. But to say that everyone has to shower every morning before they go daven, I don't think so. It's a good thing if a person does. It's part of the preparation. But I don't think it's we could say everyone has to. It's not a norm. Meaning it's not that someone who doesn't is considered filthy. Not yet. That's what I see. When we wanted hot water in Merkaz Harav every morning before the davening, so some people said, no, we can't spend yeshiva money on heating up the water before davening. So we said, but there are a lot of people who want to shower every morning before davening. So they said, who said you're supposed to shower before davening? So I asked the guy in charge, who was giving me a hard time, he didn't want to turn on the hot water in the morning. I asked him to go to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shapiro. And he said, it's a mitzvah, what do you mean? It's a good way to prepare for davening. Of course, the yeshiva should give you hot water half hour before davening. It's a mitzvah. It's part of the preparation. So really what it says in halacha is a person should wash his hands and his face. And the Rambam says also his feet. The Rambam is going like the Kohanim would wash their hands and feet in preparation for the Avodah. But if a person showers, that's our version of washing our feet. We don't just dip our feet into a bucket of water. That's not how we do it. And it's much cleaner. So it's a good preparation for Tefillah.
So we have different levels. One is halacha, we wash our face, and the rest is...
Halacha is that we have to wash our hands. A person has to make sure his face is clean. If his face is clean without washing it, technically he doesn't have to wash his face. But it's a nice thing. It's a preparation for Tefillah.
So
to take a shower is
like
good.
It's like Avodat Hashem. You're doing something good for...
Yeah. But I don't think that a person who misses a shower has to feel bad. Shabbat morning you don't shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you see it's still okay. ומכל שכן תמיד חכם, and certainly תמיד חכם, we saw that. ולא ילבש בגדים יקרים, a person shouldn't wear expensive clothing, כי זה מביא את האדם לידי גאווה, that causes the person to be proud. אלא ילבוש בגדים ממוצאים, a person should wear balanced clothing, something that's normal, the way people dress. If no one's wearing a tie, he shouldn't walk in wearing a tie. If no one's wearing a suit, he shouldn't walk in wearing a suit. The way, the norm. שלא יתבזה בעיני אדם, if he's with the norm, that way people won't disgrace him. ומכל שכן תלמיד חכם, and certainly תלמיד חכם has to wear something that's within the norm. He can't say, well, I can't afford it. So figure out how to afford it. You have to be within the norm. שלא יהיה חס ושלום בכלל כל מסנאי אב ומוות. The Talmud says, the verse says, all those that cause hate to me, כל מסנאי, all those that hate me, אב ומוות, they love death. Because they're really bringing death upon themselves. So the Talmud says, don't read it misanai, but masni'ai. Not those that hate me, but those that cause others to hate me. If you have a Talmid Chacham who walks around in a disgraceful way, so people look at him and they say, ah, look at him, look at him, look at how filthy he is, that's what Torah is. So he's causing, so to speak, enmity towards Hashem. So Hashem says, avu mavet, the person who behaves that way, he loves death, because that's where he's headed. So a Talmud Chacham has to be extra careful with the way he dresses, with remaining within the norm and not going less than that.
I guess today it's a very difficult topic because we have so many different
norms. Right? והעיקר שכל מה שיעשה האדם, הכל ישים מגמתו ומחשבתו שהוא לעבודת היוצר. And the main thing is that whatever a person does, his focus, his thoughts should be to לעבודת היוצר for the sake of serving the Creator. ועל זה אמרו זל, and that, about this our sages said, כל מעשיך יהיו לשם שמיים, all of a person's actions should be for the sake of heavens. You have towns where the rabbi had to wear more honorable clothing than anyone else. He had areas where he could wear like everyone else. A person always has to see in the situation he's in what it demands of him. But a person should ensure that he wears clothing which are not less than everyone else. Something mediocre.
Okay.